welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. Isn't it going to be a hot, it's going to be like a hot summer night. I know it's only spring, but little Billy Idol action to get you going this morning. It's hot here in the studio as well. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Hope you were able to tune in during the first half of Feedback. My guest this morning, Dr. Pierre Corey. I've already podcasted it. Yep, I'm on top of things. Well, at least it appears that I am. You can go out to WSAU.com for any podcast for the full 4 hours of programming gold. So before I take your calls, I'm going to run through a bunch of headlines. Feel free to get as exasperated as I am when I share this information with you. And then you can weigh in on today's topics. Some of them are, you know, boy, big shocker. I mean, honestly, I say this all the time, not shocked by anything that is reported nowadays, because look at the source, consider the source, look at who we are talking about. Contrary to earlier statement from the White House, Biden administration was involved with Trump's raid at Mar-a-Lago. Big shocker. Really? I mean, honestly, did anyone ever believe that it wasn't, that the Biden administration wasn't involved in it? I kind of think they were trying to run a little interference because, you know, the Corvette, need I say more, but it was in a locked garage. No big whoop. Okay, here's another story that I'm sure you're not going to be shocked about. And I've seen a couple of stories about various big box stores that are closing in the big, let me see what they have in common. Oh, yes. Democrat-run cities. I saw that in San Francisco, Whole Foods is closing. They're claiming it's temporary. They're not going to reopen in San Francisco because of crime, because they can't guarantee the safety of their employees. Do you think that Democrats that run those cities will ever put one and one together or two and two together and realize that it's their policies that are causing crime to be so out of control? I doubt it. I doubt that they'll see it. Walmart has also announced, and we've been reporting on this today, I believe, I've heard Chris talking about, that they're closing half of the stores in Chicago. Do you think that the voters in Chicago that continue to vote for Democrats that shop at Walmart will make the connection? They'll be like, huh, shoot, Walmart's closed. I guess it might have to do with high crime and the fact that Chicago leaders would rather defund the police and perpetuate the crime. You know what? You just don't get nice things in Democrat-run cities. That's just how it is, I'm sorry to say. Okay, a couple more headlines and then, yes, 715-845-2155. This New York District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, filing a lawsuit against Jim Jordan. Ooh, I bet he's shaking in his boots. Thanks, Bragg. We all know it's a diversion tactic, just like every Democrat is. Actually, I will give them credit. They are good at diversion tactics, that's for sure. The other thing, briefly, Democrat states are beginning to, the ghouls, are beginning to stockpile abortion pills. Oh, gotta get those death pills out to as many women as possible. Disgusting. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. Jeff from Merrill calling. Sorry about hassling you on the email a couple weeks ago, but
I forgave you long ago.
Yeah, well,
we're good.
We won't go there, but
right.
A couple of things I wanted to mention to you. One you, I'm sure you're very much aware of. The other one you may not know about. The night of the Supreme Court election, we turned on the, my wife and I voted, of course, we turned on the news at 10 o'clock. Wanted to just see once what, you know, if they had results already. And we happened to turn on Channel 9, and we turned it on just as the broadcast was starting, before any words were spoken. And I looked at the two people sitting behind the desk, and I said to my wife, we lost. And she goes, how do you know? And I said, well, look at Melissa Langdon. She's got a smile on her face like the Joker. And, you know, and sure enough, the first words out of her mouth. I mean, she was absolutely euphoric when she announced that, Janet Protasiewicz had won. I mean, she couldn't spit those words out fast enough. And
were they socially distancing those two anchors, though? Were they 6 feet apart?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, they could have been sitting on top of each other. You know, they could have been doing a Humpty Dumpty ride. You know, she couldn't have got that out fast enough. And you know, and I just add to that, the liberal news media, in fact, our own local news media, is so in the tank for the liberal Democrats. I mean, they're not even shy about hiding it anymore. And Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, would be green with envy at the success those people have had in their propaganda. And, you know, it's all protected by the First Amendment. So I leave you with the question on that. How do we stop that? You know, what do we do about that? You know, now I got one more thing I want to bring up to you. About a month ago when we had the big snowstorm here, and well, we had one since then, but I mean the big one that came over 3 days there. Mm-hmm. I've got a tractor and a front end loader and a blade, and I cleaned out my yard, and I went and I cleaned out the driveway at our snowmobile club's groomer shed. And on the way back, there's a widow that lives up the road from me, about a 3/4 mile, and her driveway was just hopelessly plowed shut. And there's another house that kind of shares the same driveway. There's two driveways that kind of come together in a Y. I looked at that and I thought, there is no way she's going to get out of there. And so I just sat in and I started cleaning the driveway out. And within a couple minutes, she came out and said, well, I don't have any money to pay you. I said, I didn't ask for any. And I said, you look like you needed help. And she said, oh, thank you. God bless you, which was really all the reward I needed. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I went and I did that. Then the gentleman next door came down, walked down, and asked if I could clean his driveway. And I said, sure. So I got done with both of them. And then I posed, in lieu of payment, I proposed the same question to both of them. I said, individually, I said, are you registered to vote? And, you know, the gentleman said to me, sure, you know. And I said, well, would you consider voting for Dan Kelly in the upcoming election? He says, preaching to the choir. He says, that's who we're voting for. Good. So that was great, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to the old lady there, and I asked her the same question. And she said, yeah, I'm registered to vote. And I said, well, would you consider voting for Dan Kelly? And she said, oh, I don't think I could do that. He's ugly. He looks like a bulldog. I think I'd rather vote for a woman, you know. And I just shook my head, and I said to her, well, I'm not much to look at either, but I just cleaned out your driveway for free, you know. She said, well, I'll think about it, you know. And I just want to say something.
Wow.
I have encountered this numerous times. There are a lot of men out there who will not vote for a woman candidate. And we've had a couple of good ones that didn't win recently.
Yep, we won't name any names.
There are also many women out there who vote for the handsome guy. I can't tell you how many times I've encountered this, but which really scares me for the upcoming presidential election eventually, because we know Gavin Newsom's going to be run on the Democrat side.
Gross.
And there's going to be a lot of ding-dongs are going to vote for him because he's handsome.
Gosh. I don't have that reaction. I don't know if you've heard me talk about Gruesome Newsom, but I have like a visceral reaction. Like he looks satanic to me. There's just something creepy about him. He combs his hair up or he gels it up and it covers up those two little red horns on his head. I don't know.
I don't want to pick on women, but there are a lot of them out there who don't know anything about politics. They vote for the handsome guy.
Ugh.
And, you know, so on top of the fact that we, you know, we have all these challenges already against us, if our candidates aren't handsome, that's just another strike against us. We're, you know, how do you win?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a point. And I mean, I think that people gravitate towards good looking people. I think I've even read too that people are more likely to favor a tall leader, someone who's, you know, someone who's 6 feet tall. I mean, as far as men go, but I think that there's some truth to it, and it isn't just in politics. I think that
Chris Conley, Chris had the story on recently, I think a couple of weeks ago, about this young gymnast. I think she's from University of Oklahoma. She's fantastic looking. I've actually not seen a picture of her, but apparently, as Chris described it, she's spectacular looking. And she's got like
Chris.
7 million followers on Facebook or something like that. And she's already got an agent and everything. I mean, this woman's never going to have to work a day in her life.
Well, and it's interesting you should bring that up. We might be going into a little bit of sexist territory, myself included. But I do also recall. There were a few, I think Anna Kournikova was a professional tennis player. She didn't have an excellent winning record, but she was very beautiful, very good looking.
Oh, absolutely.
She was set. But I mean, and we don't talk about this to be misogynistic
or
anything.
No, but
it's true. Optics matter.
Good looks open the doors.
Yeah, optics matter. It's really ultimately the truth, and for anyone to deny it. And you know, I remember when do you remember Michael Savage?
I loved him.
Yeah, and I think he still has a radio program. I'm not sure what affiliate he is, but
a podcast or something.
Yeah, he always used to refer to the Fox News female anchors. They all came from the same island or something because they were all beautiful. And I mean, there's something to be said for popularity and good looks. And I mean, I think that they go hand in hand. And frankly, optics matters. I wish I could think of the word, as shallow as that is, it's the truth.
Yes. You don't get on Fox unless you are a Fox.
Right. Wow. Maybe that's something that they put on their resumes. Okay. Well, hey, Jeff, it was great to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And all the best to you.
Too.
I'm so glad that you did that nice gesture for your neighbors, despite the fact that one of them didn't. Don't ever do her driveway again. I'm just kidding. Have a great day. I'm gonna go to a break, and I'll be right back on WSAU Feedback. I took a little early break so I could encourage a few more of you to call into the program, 715-845-2155. One of the calls yesterday that I want to make note of was someone who had expressed concerns about our reporting on the two slain officers in the Chautauqua and Cameron, Wisconsin area. And I wanted to make sure to acknowledge both of the police officers that lost their lives in the line of duty. One was Emily Breidenbach from Chautauqua Police Department. And according to her LinkedIn page, she worked as a Chautauqua officer for 4 years and was also an officer in Stoughton. She held a number of jobs working in asset protection and then went on to become a law enforcement officer. She was honored in 2019 with a Sunshine Award from WEAU-TV and is the daughter of the former Partyville, Wisconsin police chief. Emily Breidenbach bravely and honorably served her community as a law enforcement officer. Also, Hunter Scheel from the Cameron Police Department, one of his family members, shared a tribute online that said, "I would like to thank everyone who has reached out in any way. I don't have words to describe how I feel. We will have details regarding the funeral. He went down fighting and will forever be my hero. Hunter, I will love and miss you always and forever. He was a kind, responsible, honorable young man who loved helping those around him. I want to just remind you that if you ever have the opportunity to pay it forward with one of our law enforcement officers, take that opportunity, even if it's just to extend some thanks to them for what they do to keep our community safe." I'm going to take a quick call, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hello, is it open forum?
Well, we've got about a couple minutes. Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, well,
what's on your mind?
I know a couple weeks behind, but I wanted to comment on the women's collegiate championship game where Angel Reese mocked and taunted Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so disrespectful and unsportsmanlike. It was, and you know, in the NFL, they got a taunting penalty. You just almost have to look at them sideways and you get a penalty. This was so flagrant. And yet, and there's many in the sports community, even now, talking to me about it. And yet the media and certain individuals want to make this into a racial issue that she's done this all year long with the hands in front of her face. You can't see me. Yet when a black person does it, right away they single out the fact that, well, when a black woman does it, then people are on an uproar. No, I'm in an uproar because it was disrespectful and unsportsmanlike.
Well, I think it's an embarrassment to anyone, to women's basketball to behave in that manner. I mean, I shared when we talked about this, I shared that when I was in high school, and this is the last time I can remember us, having conversations, or maybe perhaps it's just been that long since we've talked about sportsmanship, but we were held to a higher standard. Even if we weren't playing the sport in which we were attending a game, we were representing our school, and we were to be on our best behavior, and there were consequences for unsportsmanlike conduct on and off the field or the court or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. And yeah, it really is a shame that there isn't acknowledgement that her behavior was indeed embarrassing and unsportsmanlike across the board, because she is a potential role model for other girls and young women. And if they see that she's permitted to get away with that type of behavior, it's going to continue.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hey, what's your first name?
Laverne.
Laverne, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your perspective. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. I'm going to actually go now. It's time to boogie. I hope you have a wonderful day. Gosh, enjoy this beautiful weather. I think it's going to be gorgeous out there. I shouldn't say I think. It is. The forecast is it's going to be gorgeous for the next few days. So let's be optimistic that we have a little early summer that we can celebrate today. God bless. Have a great day. Talk with you again tomorrow.